since they graduated high school or college. So, you know, these are important things to remember as we go through this book. So anyway, the 18 new rules of abundance, how I ended up in prison and how I broke out. Then I have a chapter called The Facts. I'm curious to see what that's about. I wrote this book close to, I guess, like 9 months ago. So now I'm revisiting it. Then I have The History of the End of the World. Love that title. Why All the Personal Finance Gurus Are Out of Date. Develop a Practice for Success. Results of the Daily Practice. And then we get into part one. So we'll start off with the introduction. Introduction. Ideas are the currency of the 21st century. 90% of the feedback I got about my last book, Choose Yourself, had people asking for one thing: how to bridge harsh reality with the world of imagination. That is, how to become an idea machine, because it wasn't an easy process for me. For my whole life, I felt like a stray dog, dashing around until I could survive in the jungle. I was dead on the ground, I was broke, I was separated, I was fired, I was scared and lonely. Everywhere I looked, I couldn't believe people knew how to smile. They were faking it, I thought. I would literally see people smiling and laughing, and I just thought everybody was faking it because it just couldn't be true. The world just felt so miserable. So in Choose Yourself, I described the first tiny steps I took to get off the ground. Specifically, I tried to every day improve physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, just a little bit each day. I followed what I called the 1% rule: improve 1% each day in each of these areas of life. And 1%, people say, what do you mean by 1%? There's no math to this. Like, it's hard to say, oh, I improved 1% emotionally, but just that feeling of tiny improvement, that feeling itself compounds. And then people said to me, well, what's the most important? Is developing ideas the most important? Is developing physically most important? And my answer is they're all equally important. Like, if you're physically sick in bed, you're not going to come up with as good ideas. If you're always anxious as opposed to grateful, you're not going to come up with as good ideas. If you're stuck in a really negative or abusive relationship, you're not going to come up with good ideas. And good ideas are the gateway to making money. So what I realized, though, is just what I said. Ideas are the most valuable currency of our time. Nothing else, which is why in this book, I focus a lot more on ideas. For example, why ideas are the new currency of the 21st century, a century already defined by declining currencies and more volatile employment. Why ideas are so closely linked to actual wealth. How to create good ideas and sell them and negotiate the highest value for them. How to avoid other people's bad ideas, which is almost as important as having good ideas. So many times I've been sucked into other people's bad ideas, and you'll always lose money on that. Most important, you don't need to start a business to have great ideas and create abundance. People think, oh, you need to be an entrepreneur to make a lot of money. It's really not true. 85% of new businesses fail. So if you're in that top 5% or 15%, you'll make money and you'll do well, but there's lots of ways to make money, and it's almost all based on you having unique ideas for other people, so you're delivering value for other people, so they pay you. If you do that enough times, whether you're an entrepreneur, an employee, a solopreneur, or working on your own consulting, you'll make money. This is not a self-help book. It's simply exactly what I did for myself. I know it worked for me. I had ideas first, wealth second. It only worked in that order. I don't even really know examples where it works in the other order. I can't think of anecdotes, but I have many anecdotes for how ideas first, wealth second. At my worst moments, I had no ideas. All I could do was work on other people's ideas, even bad ideas, because I needed a paycheck. Then I had bad ideas. But bad ideas come back at you with loan shark prices, and you have to pay. Good ideas are a link between the real world and the world of myths and dreams. And that sounds kind of almost overly poetic, but the reality is when you have a good idea, it's something you dream about. It's something you could say, boy, the world would be better if X, Y, and Z happened. And that's when you start to have